It's so marvelous to have a place to go in time of trouble. I know you have troubles. I know that because you're living here upon this earth. Romans chapter 8, 22 and 23 says, "For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body." But there is a glorious place of true help and relief. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, 28 through 30, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Romans 8, 28, "And we know that all things work together for good, to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." There is surely a place of hope and measurable help where everything works for your good, even in troublesome spots. This place is real, but only accessed by the childlike. The door of this place can only be opened with childlike faith. Have you found this place? Have you been born again, born a second time? Have you repented of your sins and surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory? This is the place of measurable hope and help. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Daniel chapter 8, 23 through 25, "And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up. And his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. And he shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper in practice, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. And through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand." God said, Proverbs 18, verse 21, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." God said, Hebrews chapter 1, 1 through 3, "God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high." Man said, "We reject the old superstitions these Bible believers are trying to harness us with. We are educated and wiser than they." Now the record. How breathtakingly beautiful are the words of God found in the Textus Receptus, the received text, the majority text authorized King James Version of the Bible. How fortunate we are to have the glorious words of our very Creator to read and to follow. This is God Said, Man Said, feature article 492 that certifies the inerrancy and authority of Holy Writ. These features are archived in text and streaming audio. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Welcome to God Said, Man Said. May the face of our God shine upon you with light and truth. We're glad you've come. Underlying all things in the faith is the principle of the 180. A circle has 360 degrees, and 180 is simply exact opposite sides of the circle. For example, God is life, Satan is death. God is love, Satan is hatred. God is hope, Satan is hopelessness, etc. The 180 is first revealed in the Garden of Eden. The first voice that spoke in the garden was God's. When Adam and Eve obeyed God's voice, they were immortal and would live forever in paradise. The second voice that spoke was Satan's, which challenged the inerrancy of the first voice. The results of Eve and Adam's following of the second voice was death and the loss of paradise. This was a pure demonstration of the 180. God Said, Man Said has spent a considerable amount of time establishing the scientific reality that all things visibly are literally made out of words from that which is invisible, even as the scriptures declare. The importance of understanding and functioning successfully in the principle of words has always been critical to the saints, but even more so as the end approaches. Oh, so much more so. God said death and life are in the power of the tongue. In this feature, you will see the interfacing of words and the 180 principle, and we will practice speaking the language of light. Keep in mind that this realm is the jurisdiction of the childlike. The prophet Daniel spoke of the coming Antichrist and said in chapter 8, verse 23, "And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up." The son of perdition, the Antichrist, will understand dark sentences. Coupling words into sentences and paragraphs is what moves the world, whether negative or positive. The words that I give ear to and the words that I speak dictate all. Romans 10, 9 and 10, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Note the centrality of words. Revelation chapter 19, verse 13 speaks of King Jesus, "And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God." Note the allness of the words. The Antichrist will understand dark sentences. What are dark sentences? Dark sentences will be used to choke light out of the unsuspecting. One of the last day signs of the end of the world is that there will be a great falling away from the faith, not church, the faith. Consider these dark sentence examples. 1. Occultist vows and curses, sorcery. 2. Recently in England, evolutionist champion Richard Dawkins celebrated dark sentences by gathering young people together and having them blaspheme God and his Christ. 3. Blaspheming the Holy Ghost, the unpardonable sin, is entered into via dark sentences. 4. Dark sentences take on the form of good words and fair speeches designed to deceive and cloak true motivations. This technique pervades politics and in many cases religion. Romans 16, 17, and 18 says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple." Number 5. A clear understanding of the intricacies of demographics and the manipulation of specific groups with pointed marketing, which is totally words. These are just a few examples. Dark sentences produce destruction and death, and the Antichrist will understand this principle well. Dark sentences open the door for dark things. Satan understands the effects of these sentences, but unfortunately for man, he does not and actually participates in his own demise by thinking and speaking dark sentences. Most are aware of the nocebo effect, which is the opposite of the placebo. When people are fearful of a particular disease or sickness of one form or another, they, via the nocebo effect, contribute to it. Job chapter 3, verse 25 reads, "For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me." Because of their fear, stress levels, nervous tensions, etc., take their toll. The following excerpts are from the God Said, Man Said feature, Words and Neuropeptides. This is some amazing information. Please pay attention. Proverbs 18:21, quoted earlier, reads, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue. We must be extremely careful of what we say." James 3:6, "And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature and is set on fire of hell." Can it be literally true? Can death and life be in the power of a man's tongue? Can the tongue actually, literally, defile the whole body? The answers are being revealed in the latest discoveries of today's field of neuroscience. How does a thought, words, enter my body and cause death or life? The following paragraphs are from a book titled Deadly Emotions under the heading How Emotions Turn into Disease, written by Dr. Don Colbert. We can sum up in one word the basic communication link between what we think in the brain and what we express in the cells of the body, neuropeptides. Now, before your eyes glaze over and you assume that I'm going to assault you with a lot of medical mumbo-jumbo, let me assure you that I'm going to describe the physical process of how emotions turn into disease in very simple terms. Those of you who are physicians or medical researchers may find this explanation overly simplified, but I ask for your patience. Dr. Candace Pert, a noted stress researcher, demonstrated that certain class of our immune cells, the monocytes, have tiny molecules on their surface called neuroreceptors that are a perfect fit for neuropeptides. All of the monocytes have these receptor sites. The brain produces the neuropeptides, which are chains of amino acids, and conducts them along the nervous cells throughout the body. They are like the keys that fit into the molecular locks of every cell of the body. Dr. Pert has called them bits of brain floating through the body. The brain talks to the immune cells all over the body, and in turn, the immune system cells communicate back to the brain using the messengers called neuropeptides. If your brain interprets physical perceptions as anger, fear, or depression, every immune cell in your body knows that interpretation very quickly. End of quote. Controlling our thoughts and thus our reactions to situations is a matter of words. I am personally in the marketing business, the word business. Over the years, my company has conducted marketing campaigns for various healthcare providers. In promoting one particular field, we would list a chart of symptoms that suggested you might, as a consumer, need attention. Nearly everyone alive would identify with two or more of the symptoms. Let's see how words convert to the physical. You're driving down the road in your word-made vehicle, and your radio is discussing a dreaded disease. You can relate to a couple of the listed signs that suggest you may have a problem. You're alarmed. You buy into it. For example, let's suppose the dreaded disease is cancer. Immediately, your brain produces messengers called neuropeptides, which are dispatched to the immune cells at around 200 miles per hour. The immune cells have tiny molecules on their surface called neuroreceptors, which are locked shut. Only the neuropeptide has the key that opens the door, which gives the word message it carries access to the immune system. Simultaneously, billions of immune cells have their doors thrown open, and the neuropeptide shouts, "Bad, bad news, you have cancer. You're going to die. Woe is me. What will happen to my family," etc., etc. The body immediately begins to react to the words it hears, literally, at the cell level. Now the nocebo effect enters the equation, and the spiraling down continues. Dark sentences are deadly, which include such things as hatred, anger, gossip, covetousness, lust, etc., etc. The stringing of words into dark sentences and paragraphs is deadly. Now, remember the 180. Just as the Antichrist will have the mastery of dark sentences, we as the children of light must understand and master light sentences. Above, we mentioned the nocebo effect, the effect of dark sentences. Now consider the 180 placebo effect. The placebo effect involves the good things that happen in one's body as a result of thinking good thoughts. The placebo effect is measured in pharmaceutical drug testing. When a new medication is being tested, two groups are measured. One group is given the new miracle pill. The other group believes they also are taking the new miracle pill, but in fact are taking a sugar pill. The cure rate among the second group typically comes in around 30%, sometimes turning in better results than those with the actual medication. But when the fake medication is verbally promoted by the doctor as the new miracle cure, the placebo rate skyrockets. Your physical body has been created by God to respond to words, dark words or light words, and it's your choice. Just as the stringing of words into dark sentences and paragraphs is deadly, the stringing of words into light sentences and paragraphs, which is the word of God mixed with faith, is life and life eternal. The Antichrist is the master of dark sentences, and we as the redeemed must be the masters of light sentences. God is light, 1 John 1:5, and we are called children of the light. I want you to repeat out loud the following light sentences with me. Note, these are not verbatim quotes. Are you ready? I believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord of glory. I am born again. I am a child of God. I have power with God. I am filled with the Holy Ghost. My steps are ordered by the Lord. I am a priest and a king in Christ Jesus. Today is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. All things work together for my good, because I love the Lord, and I am called according to his purpose. By the stripes of Jesus I am healed. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivereth them out of them all. God will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I am more than a conqueror through Christ who loves me. If I say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and doubt not in my heart, it will obey me. All things are possible to those who believe. Today is the best day of my life, and tomorrow will be better. Speaking light sentences gives life. We need to practice this. We must master light sentences, even as the Antichrist masters the dark. It's the 180. God said, Daniel chapter 8, verse 23 through 25, and in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up, and his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. And he shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper and practice, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. And through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand. And he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. God said, Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. God said, Hebrews 1:1-3, God who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Man said, we reject the old superstitions these Bible believers are trying to harness us with. We are educated and wiser than they. Now you have the record.